The Spirit of Aviation, heard 24 hours a day, all year long on EAA Radio.
The pilot instruction community in California is pushing back hard against a change in state law that will require flight schools and instructors to be certified by the state if they offer services to students who intend to make flying a career. In the past, flight training providers were exempted from the monitoring and certification requirements of the law, but now that exemption has been removed, and flight training providers across California, like San Diego's Michael Griffith, are wondering when instruction becomes career training.
That's the real question. The law is not clear as to what is encompassed by institutions. It certainly picks up Part 61, the Part 141 schools that offer any sort of career pilot training.
The law reauthorized the Bureau of Post-Secondary Education, which monitors and certifies institutions that offer career training, like universities and technical schools. Flight schools and certain instructors may have to pay fees up front to register and pay additional fees based on income toward a restitution fund for students. This is California-based flight instructor Max Trescott, who was Instructor of the Year in 2008.
Part of the legislation is that any of the registered flight schools and flight instructors have to give up 0.75% of their income to go into this fund, which will then pay out to anybody who is wronged by a flight school that goes out of business.
Silver State Helicopters promised students a helicopter career in 18 months. All they had to do was get a loan for $70,000, which had to be paid to the school in the first 90 days of their training. Silver State then bet that the students would drop out, which allowed the company to save on training costs and keep the money. The bet worked, as students did start to drop out since most of the training centers had too many students and not enough helicopters or instructors. The entire business could only function if new students were constantly recruited and the graduation rate was kept low.
We have to pony up $5,000 just to apply to be legal. We're not going to come up with the money. And I've talked to other flight instructors that run FBO schools. When they hear about this, they go, well, we're not going to stay around either. You know, they're going to get out of it, retire, leave the state, whatever. Who knows what's going to happen, but it's going to put us all out of business.
That's Phil Dietro, who offers powered parachute instruction. He says that the upfront fees and the cost of monitoring will close schools and pilot proficiency will suffer.
No flight reviews, no currency, no upgrading certificates. I mean, there's just a big domino effect of what it'll do to general aviation in California, and these things spread like a fungus across the nation.
David Consbrook is an independent instructor in Northern California and president of EAA Chapter 526. He is concerned about the impact the new law will have on flight training.
Not just the application fees are expensive, but there's auditing requirements which are just inappropriate for businesses like this. They might be appropriate for major institution, or they might be appropriate for big companies. Typical flight schools can't afford to have these kind of audits, and they can't afford to have the liability asset ratios they're looking for. Apparently, it's a deal breaker.
At a recent hearing to determine how to implement the new rules, the Bureau cautioned that they could not change the law, only how it was enforced. Gil Wright, who is training to be an aircraft mechanic and has dreams of becoming a flight instructor, says the flight training community was well represented at the session.
Aviation contributes to over 9% of the economy here in California. It's not just not pilot training, but it's also the mechanics. There was a number of people who were saying, we buy $500,000 to $1 million worth of fuel a year. That tax money will go away if we shut down. It will adversely affect our community because we won't be able to afford it.
Those attending the meeting were told that inspectors were being hired to enforce the new rules. However, many observers say that California's budget crisis leaves this law largely an unfunded mandate. Again, Gil Wright.
I got the sense that they were very much aware and very sensitive to the fact that they've been handed a really rotten batch of legislation to create regulations around, and that the entire community that this is going to be imposed upon, specifically the pilot training community, is very, very not pleased with this.
The National Association of Flight Instructors, along with many in-state groups, are urging the Bureau to use its power to delay implementation until a legislative fix already in the works can be adopted. I'm Farid Guillot, EAA Radio News.